With most offices still closed due to the pandemic, many are holding meetings virtually. And a report from the nonprofit Catalyst shows that 45% of women business leaders say it's difficult for women to speak up in virtual meetings, with 1 in 5 saying they feel overlooked during video calls. For more now, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Terry Boyer, director of the Institute for Women's Leadership at Villanova University. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
So, Doctor, what kind of factors are women dealing with during these meetings that are hindering their ability to speak out?
Yeah, this is actually not a new thing for women to feel like they're sometimes overlooked in meetings, and it's hard for them to feel like they can speak out and be heard. But what's happening is, with the online environment, it's actually exacerbating things, because it's harder to read people's body language, to know when somebody has something to contribute or to interrupt. It's also easier in some ways to speak over other people. I mean, we've all been on a call where people speak over each other when they're online, and you're not hearing who's going to push in hardest to make their contributions.
So with that said, it's just, I'm assuming it's just easier for women in person to kind of use their body language and that to show, hey, I have something to say, than it is on an online platform?
Yes, but it's also the responsibility for everybody in the meeting to be paying attention to that and, you know, being able to give people their turn to speak. So it's general good behavior in a meeting to be able to share the airtime, if you will. But it's more particular that we be paying attention to that in the online environment, because of knowing that it's often we overlook women when they try to speak or begin to make those contributions.
So this study also shows that 3 in 5 female employees feel their chances of getting promoted are slim due to their new remote work setup. How can that be improved?
Yeah, I think that being very clear that what's required to get a promotion or advancement can be really critical in this incident, in this situation. And that's because in the online environment, when you're working remotely, people make a lot of assumptions about what's going on when they're not physically seeing you on those Zoom or other meetings. And so because of that, we can fall into those stereotypical traps of women are doing other things like taking care of children or doing the laundry, et cetera, and other people are working harder. So as a result, being really clear about what those deliverables are that you're expecting of people while they're working at home and what would be needed to get ahead would be really helpful to make sure that women and everyone is aware of what's needed to get promoted and to meet their supervisor and manager's expectations.
So what did it look like for women business leaders before the pandemic as far as workplace relations and morale goes? I mean, were things starting to improve?
Yeah, I think that they were. And I think that what's happened is, with this pandemic and all of the fallouts that are there, a lot of the inequities that may have been kind of bubbling under the surface have come out to full light. So in other words, we thought we made some really good advancements. Women are participating in the workforce. They're leading businesses at higher numbers than ever. But then as soon as we get tested and pushed back against some of these systems that are there and realize we don't really have a really great way to handle education when people can't be in the classroom, and same with childcare, and same with healthcare and a lot of these other systems that are there, or paid leave, we realize, wait a minute, we haven't really fixed these problems. We've just been working extra hard to jump over them.
Dr. Boyer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All righty. And that was Dr. Terry Boyer. She's the director of the Institute for Women's Leadership at Villanova University.